T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet. Rocks.
Somebody on a cruise ship should have Metallica right there in the eye of the storm playing this right now.
You know, I was thinking how great it would be to go see a fat metal band headbanging and jiggling around up top.
Yeah. Like awesome. The Waffle House waitress.
Was swinging around.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Freaking Florence. We are watching, as many of you are, live webcams, which is really cool. You can, like, I mean, you probably already know this. You can find webcams from really anywhere in the world. Put in that address or whatever. Put in webcam. Boom. Boom.
I got the Myrtle Beach cam up, and the wind keeps shaking it around. Somebody's operating it, moving back and forth. But when it stops, it's shaking all around.
Wow. Are they doing the hokey pokey?
It must be.
That's what it's all about. Look at that bastard on TV.
I knew that was coming.
His name's Joe Bastardy. Bastardy, probably. Uh-huh. Who knows? 1 week from today is birthday bash. Jeff, would you be do us a solid and go grab our contestant, if you would?
Yeah, who is it? I'm kidding. Hang on.
Look at you. Quit being a joker. We'll see if I can find some direct. Oh, here we go. Here's a tracker.
Tracking Florence, the new docuseries.
There you go.
Yeah, that guy is standing there. He's in Myrtle Beach. It doesn't look too bad there.
No, just it's wind.
Further up, man. Wilmington. Freaking devastating.
Yep.
I mean, not devastating, but just looking awful. All right. We have tickets to Birthday Bash a week from today. Godsmack, Shinedown, Asking Alexandria, us, your chance to get our new Rise Guys beer, P1 Pilsner by Thomas Creek Brewery. It is now time to call 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. We need just two people to play live from Intercom Greenville in Studio 420. It's time to play the feud.
Yeah!
Birthday bash tickets up for grabs. Today we'll meet our families in just a moment. But first, let's say hello to the host of the feud, Jewy Anderson.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you,
Steve Heavy out this week, as we've told you. Jewy Anderson stepping right up to host the feud.
I live for these guest hosting spots. We're going to have fun today.
Welcome.
I'm glad there was no Richard Karn play on words. That might not have worked out.
Right.
I'll take it. Jewy Anderson.
Jewy Anderson. That is your name, as Steve Heavy is out. That's okay. Right.
Jewy Anderson.
Let's meet the families playing today. Family number one, the Stoneman family from Classic Rock 101.1.
How you doing?
Stoneman, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I've known you for 15 years, I believe, and
I can't believe it's that long.
Yeah, well, it is that long, or longer.
Yeah.
And
it's been about 16 years.
No matter the weather, it could be raining, sleeting, snow, whatever it is. Shorts and flip flops.
That's true.
Almost 365.
Even with a suit.
Did you do that when you lived out in Iowa as
no,
well?
No, I didn't start wearing flip-flops until I came here.
Really?
No snow.
Well, yeah, no, you know, 5 feet of snow. Now we just traded it in for rain. So.
Is it hell. Fair to say you live the salt life?
Somewhat, yeah. Throw a little tequila with that, that's fine.
The kayak life, maybe.
Yes. It is the kayak life.
It's the freshwater life.
I know. When I see people in the upstate driving around with their salt life thing, I'm like, it's not because you like the beach. That's because you use too much of the condiments
You're
when you cured. Cook.
See, I didn't think it said salt at first.
Oh,
salt I didn't life? Either.
See, you didn't either? I thought I was like, why would they want that it's on like the back of their car?
Seeing somebody named Clint from across the room on a name tag. It really, you misread it sometimes. Yes. All right.
Weirdo.
That's the Stone Man family. Let's talk to the Lewis Neal family.
Hey, all right. Surprise, surprise.
Stone Man, did you hear Jeff's going to be a dad?
Again?
Again. This is his first. This is his Dip first. That's right. Jeff is going to be a father.
Well, congratulations, man.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you.
You really didn't know that?
No, I had no idea.
Oh, wow.
Jeff doesn't really tell a lot of people.
Yeah.
Well, get your sleep now.
Yeah, I know. Right. That's what I've been told.
Well, there's not a lot of time, really. I mean, what, you get here at 6:02, you're out the door at 10:01. There's no time. Jeff, you doing all right today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Is he still on time or no?
Is he still on time? He got here at 6:02 today. 6:02 today. 6:07 yesterday, though.
Depends on when you look at the clock, I guess.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Just all right. Good guys know this.
Yes, that's why I have to write down the days and the times.
We're discussing it on the air.
Representing Team Stone Man, it's Brittany from Morganton. Hey, Brittany.
Hey.
Hey, say hello to Stone Man.
Hey, Brittany.
Hey.
Let's kick some ass today.
Okay. Brittany, okay. Are you over the age of 18?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. Just making sure. Why'd you watch that attitude, woman?
I'm 29.
29. Oh. All right. Congratulations. And Jonathan from Woodruff is paired with Jeff Lewis Neal. Hey,
yay.
Jonathan.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
Jonathan, this has been Jeff's week. Not only is he going to be a daddy, neti potted Tabasco sauce yesterday with no problems at all to the point where his nose bled. So the streak will continue, I feel like, perhaps.
Yeah.
Get it.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right. We'll throw you on hold. I now give the hosting abilities back over to Jewy Anderson. Jewy, it's the P1 Family Feud.
When we do the feud, this is like fast money toward the end. So one person is going to get 5 questions. You give us the top answers, and we'll tally at the end. So now we got to figure out who's going to leave the room. Who's going to go first?
Paige, you're the deal breaker of the show.
All right, Jeff leaves the room.
Jeff,
imagine that.
The Stone Man will go first.
Feel a little contentiousness in that room. What the hell?
There, I don't know. I'm not going to say it's sexual tension because Jeff's obviously engaged now and going to be a father. But Paige has sexual tension with any man.
See, that's why I do a show by myself, noon till 6 on Classic Rock 101.1.
I gladly will let
Nobody
you
Nobody listens to that. Nobody cares.
Gladly. Is there, you guys, really, I was saying earlier, you should set up a hurricane playlist because you got Scorpions.
Right?
We're already ready to do that. We're going to be doing a hurricane block party weekend starting at 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Look at me.
Nothing but tunes that have to do with mass destruction and all that.
Riders on the Storm?
Oh, that's going to be in there.
Yeah.
Let It Rain, Eric Clapton.
I should take Hendrix's job.
Thunderstruck AC/DC.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Will you play Thunder Rolls by Garth Brooks?
No, but I will play Thunder Island by Jay Ferguson.
Okay.
Okay.
It works.
You got the thunder down.
There's a band called Thunder Pussy.
There is?
Yeah.
There was also a band called Just Thunder.
Really?
Yeah. It was a hair band. It was a hair band back in the day.
Right. The Thunder from Down Under.
If you're watching The Real Family Feud at this point, this would be where the host just kind of walks around throwing his
coat. I know. He's like, God, I don't have anybody to kiss.
I'm sorry, Jewy.
I know. I can't give you the Richard Dawson Stone Man.
You're going to give me a kiss? Come on. You got to give me a kiss.
All right. 5 questions. You give us your answers, and then we'll go. We'll have time, too. First question. Name a place you visit where you aren't allowed to touch anything.
A gentleman's club.
Next question. Name something you would hate to find under your bed.
A man.
Good answer.
That's a good answer. Oh.
Yeah, I'll write these down for you.
Yeah, right? If you would. I'm going to. Okay.
Go ahead. Through. I'm writing your answers.
Name something people do while riding a roller coaster.
Scream.
Okay.
Name something you wouldn't want to have happen while giving a speech.
Ooh.
Fart.
Faint.
When he's run out of money, what might a gambler put on the table?
Credit card.
All right. Okay.
Time.
All right. So, let's see. I'm going to go through and I'm writing down Stoneman's answer. And then, okay.
I got a few.
All right.
I can't remember.
How do you feel about your answers?
Yeah.
Now, going back, thinking there's maybe a few I would change, but no, I'm confident. I'm good with those.
I
think I'm good with those.
You were good on your time. That's where I always screw up. It's like, if you give me like a minute or two, I can come up with the number one answer, but off the top of my head.
Well, funny thing, we were watching the Celebrity Family Feud last night.
Take a break, Jew.
And I had no idea who the hell was on there.
Right. Celebrity Family Feud?
No, I had no idea who the hell they were.
Wow. Yeah. They put the names
not
in.
Not really celebrities
them.
Then.
But I still had no,
didn't recognize
I had no idea who the hell they were. It was some talk show host. I was like, who? What?
It don't matter as long as Steve Harvey there.
I like him.
All right. You want to bring Jeff back?
I do.
See, sure. Right. If you're sure.
There he is. He's probably texting Autumn that Paige won't stop sexually harassing
him. Sure, he wasn't listening to the stream.
No, I have a little more trust with Jeff now than I did. Yeah.
You haven't been around.
I haven't been around.
In here.
He's not going to cheat at this. This is all
he's
just,
a good man.
He's all just right. Let's not go overboard, Stoneman. This is all just for fun right here. This is for a P1 to go to Birthday Bash, which is a week from today. You can get your tickets at 933theplanetrocks.com. Tickets start at $39.50 plus fees. You do not want to miss it. You don't want to be sitting there in bed Saturday morning scrolling through your timeline saying, oh my God, was that last night? Yeah, it was, and you missed it, dummy.
It's going to be
933 The Planet. Even Stoneman from our sister station.
I'll be there.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Jeff, you ready?
I was born ready.
All right, you know what happens if you say something Stoneman already said, you get arrt, arrt. All right.
And I'll write down the answer so we don't have to worry about that.
Okay. First question. Mm-hmm. Name a place you visit while or where you aren't. Oh, hang on.
Take two. We're going to start over.
Take two. Okay. Name a place you visit where you aren't allowed to touch anything.
Antique store.
Okay. Name something you would hate to find under your bed.
Food.
Okay. Come on, Sheets. Oh, I need a thumb condom. Here we go. Name something people do while riding a roller coaster.
Scream. Hold on.
Okay. Name something you wouldn't want to have happen while giving a speech.
Burp.
Okay. Last question. When he's run out of money, what might a gambler put on the table?
A watch.
Okay. Time.
Okay. God. Wow.
Pretty good.
Good answers on that.
Pretty good.
Yeah. I still feel confident, but
let's see.
All right.
Big money.
Let's do it.
All right, let's review. We had five questions. We had polled 100 P1s. And to get to the point here, of course, whoever has the most points will win P1 Family Feud. Will it be Team Stoneman paired with Brittany from Morganton? She sounds 14, right. But she's 29.
Woo-hoo!
And then you have Team Jeff Lewis Neal. Jonathan from Woodruff.
Yeah, come on.
All right, let's revisit and see who the big winner is going to be. Over to you, Jewy.
Well, the first question was name a place you visit where you aren't allowed to touch anything. Stoneman said a strip club. Jeff said an antique shop. Well, Jeff got the fifth answer on the list with 5 points. Stoneman did not make the list.
Yeah.
What?
Actually,
hang
on. Yeah, you heard him.
Yeah, he did.
That's my fault. Yeah. Stoneman had the third answer. Jeff had the fifth. Church was
on the list.
It is on the list. You got that one.
Sorry.
Church, number 4 answer. Number 2 answer, zoo. And museum gallery was the number 1 answer with 68 votes. The P1's polled. The place where you aren't allowed to touch anything when you visit.
I was about to say, how would strip club not be on there? That's been
a disappointment, man.
The fact that it's not number one. Okay. Church, you're not allowed to touch anything?
You should be, right?
They sure as hell don't mind you touching that offering plate, do they? Hot or mighty.
Or other things.
Oh, hey.
I beg your pardon?
Hey. There's only 300,000 people who said that. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
Question number 2, name something you would hate to find under your bed. Could you remind me what Stoneman said? Because my chicken scratched.
Stoneman said a man.
Another man.
Another man.
Oh, yeah.
Not his usual man. Another man that he didn't recognize, right?
This one's called Clint.
Strange man.
I think Jeff Loisdale said food.
Food.
Jeff said food.
Jeff took that one. Stoneman's Another Man was not in the top guesses. Food was number 3 with 12.
All right.
You had Snake at number 2. Uh-huh. Monster was the number 1 answer, also prevalent on the list. Coming in at a respectable number 7, JLN's Big Bug Eyes.
Could you imagine? Oh, wow. Could you imagine if you looked under? Jeff, never put a mirror under your bed. Seriously.
I don't plan on it.
You will soil the bed.
Don't do it.
You really will.
Question number 3. Name something people do while riding a roller coaster. Stoneman said scream. Jeff Lewis Neal said hold your arms up, right? Hold your hands up.
Yeah.
Stoneman took that one. Scream, the number 1 answer on the board with 43 of the points.
Oh, man. Jeff said scream also, but he had already been said. So.
Yeah. Jeff was number 2, though. Hold your arms up / hands up with 32. Also on the list, number 3. Get sick or poo yourself. Number 4, laugh. Close their eyes and sexual favors also on the list.
On a roller coaster?
Yeah.
Right.
Good Lord.
He wants to have creative answers.
I would, no.
Nobody does that.
Not at all.
You sure? Clamping down on the jaws would be a bad day.
Hey, the ride ain't long enough.
God.
Name something you wouldn't want to have happen while giving a speech. Stoneman said fart. Jeff Lewis Neal said burp.
And
what would your number 1 answer be for that? Because I mean,
you don't want to faint.
Oh god.
Good news, both of you guys made the list, but Jeff Lewis Neal's burp was number 2.
Ah!
Yep, Stoneman's fart was number 4.
Stoneman's fart.
Other
what
ones.
What was the number 1?
Number 1, fly is open.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, with the overwhelming majority of P1's polled.
Oh my god.
Other
goodness.
Ones on the list get laughed at. Number 3.
Yeah.
Get heckled, stutter, and coughing. Something you wouldn't want to have happen while giving a speech.
What about toilet paper stuck to your foot?
Nah, they didn't make it.
Somebody did that in the Wade Hampton graduation.
But
everybody like said, oh, you did that on purpose. Like, no, I totally didn't. I was like, man, it stayed on there perfectly. Like, what made it stick to your foot, though?
Gum.
What are the odds? So you would have to step in gum in the bathroom and then step on the toilet paper.
It's
rough. Mr. Hankey was on the bottom of his shoe.
Our last question. When he's run out of money, what might a gambler put on the table? Stoneman said credit card. Good answer. Jeff Lewis Neal said jewelry. Jewelry was the number 1 answer.
Jeffrey.
With 40 of the P1s polled. Number 2 was car keys. Credit card number 3, Stoneman. Others on the list, clothing, deed to house, and a night with his wife.
Oh, my
God.
Wow.
Gosh.
Yeah. That came in on the list.
What is that?
What was that movie from, it was Demi Moore and...
Indecent Proposal.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
My goodness.
If he wanted
an old Woody.
Yeah, he should have had a night with Woody. That would have made it more fun. That was it. We got to tabulate now, which guess what? I done did.
The score is here.
Yeah, we got them. And we do time, too.
Oh, okay.
Let's start with Stoneman at a time of 42 seconds. Respectable round. That was good.
Stoneman, you ever have sex on a roller coaster?
In 42 seconds, yeah.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Got to get fluffed up first, though.
And then a man.
What do you think they call it? Thunder room.
yeah.
Stoneman came in with a very high score of 82 points.
Wow.
That's good.
Lucky
good job.
You.
Good job.
Solid.
Team Brittany.
That's good. Jeff Lewis Neal.
Mm-hmm.
The time wasn't as good. He did 49 seconds.
Ugh.
But he made it up in points with 109 points.
Oh,
therefore, winning the game.
Yeah. This is your week. Holy moly.
Stop. What the hell's up with that?
Woo. I don't know. But that means that Jonathan from Woodruff on line 4 is our winner. Our winner.
Yeah.
What?
Yes, sir.
Winner from Woodruff.
He did.
Winner.
Sorry. Jonathan, you have plans a week from today?
Man, I'm going to birthday.
Thank you, sir. Hold on. Jeff is going to get your information. Jeff, you can high five him. Good game, the whole thing. Birthday bash a week from today. I cannot express to you how important it is to go to 933theplanetrocks.com and get your tickets, because you want good tickets, obviously. And it's more than a concert. It is a party. Stoneman from Classic Rock 101.1 will be there as well.
I will be there.
Yes.
And go ahead and plug your little old hurricane thing again.
We're doing a little show starting at noon this afternoon. And then coming up at 5 o'clock
Nobody
this afternoon.
Listens.
Yes, we do. We're going to do nothing but, we're going to do everything else. But we're going to be highlighting some of the greatest rock and roll songs that have rain, thunder, hurricane, whatever the hell in it. Mass destruction.
That's nice. So for all you displaced folks that are worried about your homes and stuff, come up here in Stone Man and remind you of it on the radio.
Well, and that's it. That's it. Everybody that's already evacuated from the coast that are here, welcome, for one thing.
Yeah. Fantastic.
I'm ready to get back to Connect the Classics. I like to try to guess what they're going to be.
Yeah, we have a little bit of fun with that. I forgot about that. Noon today, Connect the Classics, where the last letter of the game, last letter of the song is playing starts the first letter of the next song.
Are we on X yet? We're ready for that. All right. Thank you, Stone Man.
No, thank you.
Our office neighbor just beside us there in the hallway. We'll take a break. We'll come back with his competitor in the afternoons, is Paige, with some headlines right after this.
Now back to Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy, the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3, The Planet.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-haws.
Oh, have I got a story for you. When Gatehouse Media pulled the plug on the Waynesville Daily Guide on Friday, there was a hole in the local media coverage in this central Missouri town. But they've got a new newspaper. It's called the Uranus Examiner. You laugh.
All right.
But there's a tourist attraction in central Missouri called Uranus, Missouri, which is technically a bunch of shops on Route 66. But the local newspaper for the area went out of business, so they launched the Uranus Examiner. It makes complete sense.
The Uranus Examiner.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they would launch a new newspaper is kind of just shocking. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What is the official newspaper of Spread Eagle, Wisconsin?
That I don't know.
That's a real town. Hmm. We did that thing that day where we talked about funny sounding town names.
Santa Claus, Indiana. That's where Jay Cutler's from.
Intercourse, Pennsylvania was one. All kinds of stuff.
So we have the
Blue Balls. There was Blue Balls, Indiana.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Like, why? Even if there's some great historical significance from it, why wouldn't you change the name?
Yes.
After all this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, after all this time. Nipple, Utah, somebody texted. And now I don't know if I'm being messed with or not. I don't know that that's real. I would have failed. Paige, right? Nipple, Utah, is that real?
I don't know. Hmm. I've never been to Nipple, Utah.
There is a horny town in North Carolina, though. That's legit.
Oh, yeah.
Upper part of the state.
Wow.
Well, that's fine.
Well, I mean,
the
if
Uranus Examiner. Exactly.
Gobbler's Knob. We forgot about that one.
Gazette.
Serious question. When we were kids and going up through school and whatever, it was Uranus. Now when I hear, like, Neil Tyson, Earl Ray, he says, or Degrassi, he says Uranus. And is that just because he doesn't want to say Uranus?
No, it changed. They try to change it.
How do you change the name of a whole planet?
I don't know. They keep the same spelling but just pronounce it different.
What if they say, oh, guys, we've been saying Earth wrong. It's actually pronounced Earth.
Earth.
It is because Ear, E-A-R, right?
Uh-huh.
Ear. Put a th on the end of it. Earth.
Oh. That's silly.
Welcome to Earth. Welcome to Earth.
Or the Soon. The Soon is yellow, but saying that wrong,
yes,
too.
Yes, the Soon and the Moon.
It.
It's the Moon.
No.
I love you under the Moon light page.
Under the silvery Moon light.
Of the Moon lid.
Oh, my goodness. That's
Uranus.
Just absolutely ridiculous.
I know. It's Uranus, and it will always be that way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Plateau.
Well, you know, people are addicted to playing video games, right?
That's what I hear.
Yeah. Well, it could ruin your marriage.
Hmm.
According to a recent study in a law firm in England, they found that Fortnite and other addictive video games are now cited as one of the main causes for splitting up 5% of the divorce cases. So if you want to have a happy marriage, maybe you should just put down the control and pay attention to your mate.
But he's playing it because she's on her phone on Amazon.
Is that what it is?
Or some of them will, game together.
Yeah.
But naked.
Also, women game.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Women play Fortnite.
Isn't it crazy, though, and this is going to sound sexist, but for real, they haven't made a shopping video game yet. I mean, really?
Because we can do it in real life.
Yeah,
in
but
real
this
time.
This is without damaging the bank account or your credit score. This is just like, if Supermarket Sweep was a video game, tell me you wouldn't have it for a PS4.
No, because it's not the same thing, and I don't have the excitement of waiting for it to be delivered from Amazon in a couple of days.
I'd get the cheat codes,
there's
and I'd
no
start
payoff.
With the big wheels of cheese.
You go with the meat first?
Yeah, big wheels of cheese and big old logs of meat.
So what's the takeaway from this?
It's like my regular grocery list.
Learn to pay attention to your mate.
What were you saying?
About divorces. I mean, don't think, I'm going to go home and spend quality time with Fortnite. Think, I'm going to go home and spend quality time with my family and my significant other.
Everybody's got to want to do that, though. Like, I know, like, for instance... I have obviously full custody of my kid, but she goes to her mom's every other weekend. And so on the weekends, when I know she's here and weekend time, you have more time, I say, okay, I want to do something, all of us, this weekend. I want, you know what I'm saying? I don't want us to branch off. I want you to, you know.
Good for you.
But then she doesn't want to. She's like, oh, I just want to.
Yeah, you get some resentment, man, because you're forcing people to have fun with you.
Yeah, so then it's like, okay, fine, I was in. Go to my room and play with Fortnite.
And then they're kind of checked out and they have a bad attitude when you drag them to dinner because they want to go play their game. So I get it.
Mm-hmm. But then you can take it with you and play it.
No.
This might be the new credentials for dating. Like, you have to game. I game, you have to game too. We game together. That's how we spend time.
Well, I mean, then you would have a common bond together. Gaming together, then you're spending quality time, but still.
Mm-hmm.
There's no communication, really, if you're, I don't know. If it's causing divorces, there's a problem.
Yeah, Paige is what you call a noob.
So, noob?
Doesn't know anything about it.
Noobies.
I don't play games like that.
Hey, I've never played Fortnite. You know, I'm very aware of it. I've never played it, though.
Well, the reason is because my husband and my son are so good at it, they don't want to play with me. You know, it's like, get it, don't touch the controls. You're not worthy. So
what's this button do?
I know.
It's one, Jim.
I'd rather be shopping, cooking, or doing something else. Or going outside.
Yes. Cleaning.
Just uninstall.
Right.
I do clean a lot.
Yes, thank you.
I can't help it.
They have a video game for it.
Cleaning? All right, well, Facebook, they're going to start something new, fact-checking. And they're going to start fact-checking memes.
Come on, man, it's a meme.
WTF. What the fact?
Checking memes. So they announced that yesterday. Not only memes, but also pictures and videos that people post. So if you're going to have some meme that's kind of taking somebody down, you better make sure that it's accurate.
Like the one that I still am confused about with the dog. Do you write, if you're about to be displaced during a hurricane, do you shave your dog and write your name on it? I've seen that meme, and I feel like it's somebody just playing. But then people were texting in saying, no, that's what, I'm not going to say Red Cross said to do that, but somebody said to do that. So the dogs will, they'll be able to pair you back up.
But aren't we just kind of losing our sense of humor because Facebook messed up?
What do you mean they messed up?
Well, all our information was released, so now they've got to, with the whole scandal, so now we've got to make sure that everything that we're doing is accurate and that we're putting on Facebook, that we can't just have crazy memes out there. I mean, everything is so serious and not lighthearted anymore.
Yeah, but people were basing the way they voted and the way they were treating their neighbor and all this stuff based off not very factual memes. But, you know, it's almost like we were saying the other day with the paddling in schools. Like, why do we expect Facebook to be the ones who set it straight? Like, you still got to be have a little bit of common sense and not just trust a meme. That's why I've talked about it for 2 days, about the shaving of the dogs.
If that's your news source or if you expect them to legislate morality, then, you know, you need to just unplug.
That can't be real, the dog thing. What's to stop you if you hate your neighbor's dog from, you know, writing somebody's number on it and just, you know, sending them on his way?
Or finding a dog, writing your phone number on it, and then stealing it.
Yep. Either way.
Or people.
Stop it.
What if your dog
What if somebody got your phone number, Paige, off your dog and says, hey, I saw you in the park today watching your dog or walking your dog.
Or.
And I got your phone number off your dog's tummy.
What if some dude finds Paige's dog, tapes a picture of his junk on the dog for her to get it later?
Oh, my gosh.
Is your phone number 864-nipple-nipple-nipple-4?
How did you know?
I read it on the bottom of your dog.
Oh, my gosh.
And somebody really call or text and tell me, just for my own sanity, if that's real, that you shave your dog's tummy and write the phone number on there during a time of hurricane.
You ready to get trolled?
I don't know if it's real or not.
Yeah. I don't know. Is it on Snopes?
I don't feel as bad as y'all don't know either.
I didn't hear it until I heard it from
you. You know, you're the authority on that. I have a dog tag and my dog is Chip, so
yeah,
whatever.
All his name was Chip? Whiskey.
Yeah, he's Chip, so he goes, you know, if he's missing, they could scan him. Well, how about this?
If he's missing, they can't scan him.
Well, I mean, if somebody finds him. If somebody finds my dog,
yeah,
it will be scanned. And he
Paige has been tasting the new P1 Pilsner this morning.
I wish.
It's crushable.
Oh, my gosh.
If you found my feet.
If you found my feet,
yeah,
send me back to bed. Mm-hmm. That's all I need. All right, how about this? You've heard of gnarly waves, haven't you?
Yeah, man.
Well, people are surfing right now, including one Jimmy Buffett. Did he really go surfing in South Carolina yesterday? Well, according to this, he posted a picture of himself on a beach in South Carolina with the lyrics from his song, Surfing in a Hurricane. So it may just be a joke.
There's a song called that?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Me neither.
But a lot of people go surfing because you get those maybe 12-foot waves, those gnarly waves that you're not going to get any other time. No.
Those waves, man.
Those guys are blanks.
Isn't it our time?
It's our time, Mr. Ann. But if I was a surfer, I'm sorry. If you want to get the good waves, you better get out there and roll.
But how are they allowed to if they make everybody leave? Are these people just rebellious?
Yeah, I think they're like, at some point, the cops stop searching because they got to take shelter, too.
Oh.
And they just wait for that to happen.
Just become a weatherman, and then you'll get paid to go surf those big waves.
I don't think they're doing it today, but maybe yesterday. But I knew people that surfed, and they had beepers or whatever, and people would just call each other going, man, the waves are great. You got to get out here, dude.
They would have beepers?
Yeah, well, you know, or back in the day when we were kids, they would just go and send messages to each other to get to the beach.
Yeah, but you were like actual from a surfing community. I don't know how anybody surfs around here unless it's a hurricane.
Well, they would surf all year round, even in the wintertime with wetsuits.
You can, I mean, like, you never see the thing you can do where if you have two boats going down the middle of a lake, certain speed or something, the way that the waves crash coming off the two boats make for a wave and people can surf them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what they do is they pull behind one boat, you're on a surfboard or whatever the hell, and then you let go and you're actually surfing a wave that is made by the two boats. I see people do that at Hartwell or QE1, I don't remember.
They'll pull you behind a John boat and you get out there.
Mean a John boat. A John boat.
Really?
John boat with a big Merc 250 on it.
A big Merc.
Take the pontoon out and pull you on that.
Pontoon.
Oh, come on.
What is wrong with you? That sounds horrible.
You're talking about that animated porn you watch.
Yes.
That's a different kind of boat. That is a way different kind of boat. Oh, my goodness. All right, so the movie out this weekend, The Predator, it's rated R. Looks pretty good.
Maybe. I'd like to see it.
Oh, yeah, it looks violent.
Who's the star?
Boyd Holbrook from Narcos. He's going to play a sniper who pulls a predator's helmet from the wreckage of a crash site in Mexico and mails it back home to his autistic son.
It's got Olivia Munn, Sterling K. Brown.
That's Predator?
Yeah.
That wasn't the original plot, though, right? Is this a reboot or a continuation?
See, I don't know.
He didn't have, there was no autistic kid in the first Predator.
Maybe Brilliant. Afterwards we didn't see.
Oh.
Well, you just have to watch it and decide.
Maybe it's just barely on the spectrum.
Yeah.
Also, out this weekend, another rated R movie, White Boy Rick.
That's a true story.
Matthew McConaughey's in it.
All right.
What is that about? Drugs?
Yeah. Well, it's based on a true story. A guy named Richie Merritt is the FBI's youngest informant. a 14-year-old drug dealer who works with the feds to try to keep his dad out of jail.
Hmm. I mean, you hooked me a 14-year-old drug dealer.
Which one will you go, which one's, if you can go one, Fat Boy? Predator, tell me. Predator or this white boy, Rick?
Well, it's got to be Predator. That's the only one MoviePass offers today.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Give up on that.
I am. I'm done.
It doesn't sound like you're
such
getting
a coupon person. It's so odd.
Well, it was a great deal, and I know it wasn't going to sustain itself, but when they offer you stupid options like, I can see Predator, Ken, or Bless the Broken Road. Well, that's a hard decision.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Wow. My mom will take that third movie from me.
All right, then. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Ice Guys headlines.
Thank you, Paige. All right, when we come back, we'll give you a rundown of Monday's show, plus Fat Boy's TSL question of the day, all that and much, much more right after this. Happy Friday.
Follow the Rise Guys on Twitter at 933theplanet. Tweet that. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Just rock.
Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, emailed, all that stuff. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Be very safe this weekend, for real. Go out and have fun, but be careful because it's going to be a mess with this and that and the other and the whole nine yards. Monday morning, we'll be back at it. Paige is going to rock you at work next. Fat Boy will be in Monday, 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind will go live at 6. Thanks so much for listening. Have a blessed day. And also, go tonight and support a P1.
Go Monty Allen Comedy Zone tonight, 9 o'clock, downtown. He's funny. Go check it out.
Monty is hardcore, and he and his lovely girlfriend make some great videos together.
Oh, she's worth going to see.
That's right. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Tickle it, guys. It is good.
Here it comes. A 93-minute rock block is locked and loaded. It begins next on 93.3 The Planet.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.